With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The federal government is freezing more than $2 billion in grants to Harvard University. The move comes hours after the school said it would not accept the Trump administration's proposed conditions to continue federal funding. Those demands included punishing students who took part in pro-Hamas protest on campus last year. The administration's Joint Task Force to Combat Antisemitism says the harassment of Jewish students is intolerable and that it's time for universities to take the problem seriously and commit to meaningful change if they want to continue receiving taxpayer support. Southern California is rocked by a magnitude 5.2 earthquake near San Diego.
USGS seismologist Elizabeth Cochran in California says it was felt far and wide and rattled people, but there are no reports of major injuries.
I noticed the shaking, but it was not frightening.
She says the earthquake was an aftershock from Sunday's 3.3 magnitude quake along the same Elsinore fault, but
the magnitude 5.2, now that it has occurred, we now call it the main shock because it's the largest earthquake, and we now call everything that happened yesterday foreshocks.
Cochran says to expect even more aftershocks. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says she and the president are working hard.
Rollins says there's a reason President Trump wants to make U.S. agriculture great again.
Food security is national security.
That's why restoring a proper trade balance is about more than just providing affordable food in the grocery store.
It really is. How are we ensuring that we are protecting Americans and that we are putting America first?
Rollins tells the Salem Radio Network under President Biden, U.S. farmers saw their overhead rise and exports decline.
This is SRN News. Holy Week is here.
It started with Palm Sunday, commemorating Jesus' triumphant arrival in Jerusalem. Some Christian denominations mark each day in some fashion, but most single out Maundy Thursday in honor of the Last Supper, and of course Good Friday, marking the day that Christ was crucified. It all culminates with Easter Sunday, when most of the 2.4 billion Christians on earth will celebrate the resurrection. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The State Department issues an appeal for its employees to report instances of anti-Christian bias that occurred during the Biden administration. That includes formal or informal actions due to opposition to vaccines or personal pronoun choice. In a cable sent to all U.S. diplomatic missions, Secretary of State Marco Rubio asked the staffers report any perceived discriminatory action taken against Christians or employees advocating on their behalf between January of 21 and 25. This is SRN News. Stocks rallied worldwide after tariffs eased. More on the story from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York.
Stocks rose worldwide after President Donald Trump relaxed some of his tariffs and as stress from within the U.S. bond market began to ease. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 312 points. It's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.6%. Apple and other technology stocks helped lift the market after Trump temporarily exempted smartphones and other electronics from some of his tariffs. Ford and GM also rallied. That came after Trump said pauses for auto tariffs may be next. The bond market showed more signs of calm as Treasury yields eased. Seth Sutel, New York.
Former President Biden set to make his first appearance in public since leaving the White House. He'll speak at a conference Tuesday evening in Chicago. More details at SRNNews.com.